Christ. This Sunday offers us a very beautiful gospel, and I think that each of us, when if we meditate more over this story, we would be moved and touched by this calling of first apostles. And usually our mind and our meditation goes this way. We think about vocations. And because of that, we can miss something what is hidden in this story and can help us to grow more in our spiritual life. Because in this story, we can find one spiritual principle or a spiritual law which can help us. Let's find this law. Let's see what happened. Christ saw four men and he called them, "Follow me." They didn't know him. Maybe they heard about him before, who knows? But for true, they had not this knowledge we have about Christ. But they felt in heart that it's very important to answer to this calling, and they started to follow Christ. And this was not so romantic, because they left their family, they left their friends, they left their good jobs, because it was a good job at the time. They left and they started to follow a stranger. And can you imagine what their father, mother, relatives, co-workers, friends, they asked, "Why are you doing that? Why did you decide to follow him?" They would be even not able to explain why. Why they gave up everything. And actually they followed this man and started to live in poverty and without any perspective, clear perspective. They would be not able, they were not able to answer them why. So they looked like crazy that they did it in the eyes of people around them. They saw their action as a craziness, that they lost their mind because they did something that was against everything that is normal. But they followed Christ because they felt in his heart this deep calling. And they spent 3 years with him. And it was not an easy journey. A lot of tests, a lot of pain, disappointments. But then, after Christ's resurrection, after they got Holy Spirit, then they started to understand. Then after 3 years, they were able to give answer all those who asked them 3 years ago, "Why did you leave everything?" But they had to go in faith, in trust, 3 years without any evidence. They have to learn, they have to prepare themselves for this understanding of God. Well, and in this is hidden this spiritual law, this spiritual principle I was talking about. Because this is in our life too. If we want to come to understanding of God, if we don't come to deeper understanding of meaning or our faith, meaning of our life, if we want to come to the moment when we are able and worthy to receive Holy Spirit, well, there's no other way than this. Because God calls us to this journey. But this journey starts when we lose something, when we left something, and we follow in faith this God's calling. And yes, it can seem for others that we are crazy. Let's see that you say on Friday when your friends call you, you know, come, we are going to have a party, let's have meat. And you say no, and they say why? Because it is Friday, and Friday is day when I remember pain of my Savior who suffered for me, so I will be prefer to be silenced with him than to go have a fun. Can you imagine how strange look you would get? How funny it would be for people around you. They would not understand what you are talking about. The same thing what happened to this man, these apostles. And probably you would be not able to explain them why are you doing that. Because it is too early. At first you have to walk. At first you have to spend years in God's presence to come to moment to this deep understanding how big things God prepared for you. Then you'll be able to give with power answer to those who ask you. But it doesn't come like that. It doesn't come like that, that I make decision, oh Lord, today I believe in you, I follow you. And you lose nothing. You don't change anything. You don't change your life, you keep all your habits, you keep everything what you like from this world. That's what happens. Until you don't lose something, you cannot grow in spiritually. If jar is full of water, you cannot add any other drop. If you want to be filled with Holy Spirit, you have to empty your jar, your soul, your heart from world, and then divine can come. If you are filled with world, nothing divine can come in. And this is this emptying of our heart. It's not easy. We do it step by step. We carefully listen what God tells us to our heart. And sometimes a thought comes that, and we say, yeah, it'd be good if I follow this advice, if I follow this word, if I follow that. But well, I have to give up something to create space for this activity. If I don't do this, nothing happens in my life. But if I entrust and despise of laughing of those around me, make this step, this space I create by losing something will be filled with divine knowledge, which will bring me closer to God. We cannot grow if we don't lose something. It's impossible to grow if we don't left something that belongs to this world or to body or to bodily pleasures. It's impossible to know God's love and God's activity and to taste his salvation if we are children of this world and our passions. It's impossible. And we have to be sure that it doesn't work like that, you know, that, well, we can do what we want and we can give crumbs to God with our intention to love him more and more and go deeper, and then to die with hope that now we show up in front of me and I say, look, I am here, give me reward. Because what can happen is, I don't know you. He said that many, many will come and they say, we preach your word, we were making miracles, we were raising dead, we've made prophecies, but he said, well, I don't know you. The reason why? Because you didn't do my will. You didn't do my will. Let's lose this confidence that it will be great when I die. If we don't deep life with Christ now, we will not live life with Christ after our death. If our life is not growing, if we do the same what we did last year in our spiritual life, it means that we are in stagnation. It means that we did not respond to these callings through advices God gave us. If our life is the same on the spiritual level like last year, it's a sign that we don't love God. That we love more ourselves and our pleasures and habits and our activities. We love everything more than God. Because it is impossible not to grow when I am attentive to God's calling. The only problem is that we have good will and we really have good intentions, but we are blocked because we don't want to lose anything what stands as a barrier for execution of those good intentions. Be wise. And let's remember this principle. Those four men who answered the call, if they would say no to this call, today nobody would know about them. Today nobody would know their names. Nobody would know that they existed. But because they said yes, they are remembered. And the same is, you know, when we say eternal memory, we ask God and remember that deceased person forever. Keep in mind. And this is what we are supposed to do. Answer this call, may we be remembered by God forever. May He increase us in His mind and in His kingdom. If not, we will be forgotten. Be wise. Amen.